We are continuing our shiurim on Otzatz Chaim, where Sha Anach Perk Beis. That's Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph. In the older editions, in Matuk Midrash, it's Daf Tezayin in Chelik Beis. Okay, so here we go. Hine ma shenichnas zetchila v'kelim lach yosam. Einon shemois be'atzmam, rak ha'miluim shelahem nichnasim tchila. שהם מדרגה שווילוס מן השמות עצמו, כמובוע לאל בדרוש הרפס. Okay, so let me explain. Now, this is very much on the lines of רפח. 288 נצוטוס. Now, what are these 288 נצוטוס for? The 288 נצוטוס were to מחיה the כלים. To מחיה the כלים that fell into ביה. We know that. Now we're going to find this. We're way past the process of shvira. Now what's happening in this particular case is that the zayin malachim, they went up, right? When the tikkun, we're way past the tikkun now, or actually with the beemtza tikkun, and the zayin malachim go up in to get the final tikkun in ima. Right, then we know the children every time they hurt themselves, where do they go? They go to their mother. Same thing over here. The Zayin Malachim, which are the bonim of Ima or Bina, the sphere of Bina, they all go back into Bina. And in Perek Aleph, we said that where do they go exactly? We go into the Bina's Yesod. The Bina's Yesod. Now, the binyan, that's where the kelim go to. Now the nitzutzos go into the makom chatach we learned last week, and the oilers will go into the yesod of imay loin. That's what we learned last time. So again, we're talking about the nitzutzos coming up with the kelim into bina, in order to mechaya the kelim and mechaya the kelim, because we know the nitzutzos have to be with the kelim. We have to be with the kelim in order to mechaya them. Sigh whether they're in the Bia, and now that they're up high in the world of Atzilus and Bina, they're also in the Nitzitzutz. So that's what he's saying over here. So let's read that again. Here, Masha Nichnas Tchila Bekelim Belech Yoisam, but we're talking about that in Bia, we're talking about in Bina. Einon Shemos Ben Be'atzman. The next point we're saying over here, the Rav is saying, the Ariza is telling us that what are the Nitzitzutz are going in there? That we know there's four types of basic nitzutzos, right? There's ab, keneged chesed, there's sag, which is keneged gvura, we have ma, which is keneged tanit, tiferet nitzan hod yesod, and keneged malchus is ben. Those are the four major categories of the nitzutzos, which is keneged the zayin tachtonim, chesed to malchus. So what goes into the kelim is not the actual shemus of ab, sag, ma'o, ben, but rather the miluehem, meaning that you can split the names of ab, sag, ma'o, ben into two parts, the ikur and what's called the milu. What's the ikur? The ikur is yud ke vav ke. That's the ikur. That's the basis of all things. Okay. And then you have the miloy of that. So you can have the miloy of ab, it's called. You have the miloy of sag, miloy of ma, miloy of ben. Okay, if you want a dugma, I'll give you a dugma. So how do you spell ab? It's the name of the gematria of 72. So it's yud vav dalit, k yud, vav yud vav, k yud. So in that 10-letter name, you have a yud ke vav ke, which is the principle. And around that, you have the various miluim.
Excuse me? Where in ab do you get the
ab is 72. Okay?
Not the actual
ab.
The actual
name is 72, yeah.
But it's not ab anymore.
So it's yud vav dalet. How do you spell it? You spell it yud vav dalet, k yud vav, k yud. If you take the gematria of all those letters, you get 72. Now it's made up in two parts, that name. It's made of the ikur, which is yud ke vav ke, and it's made up of the miluim. So let's take the first letter. This first letter, the way you spell yud kei vav kei, the first letter is yud. So you spell it yud vav dalet. So the yud is the ikur, the vav dalet is the miloy. The second letter is hey. So we spell it in this particular case hey yud. So the ikur is the hey, and the miloy is the yud. So kehena kehena. Okay, so the gematria of the miloy of Ab would be what?
46.
The gematria of Ab is what?
46. Of the miloy of Ab is 46.
That's right. And the gematria of the miloy of
26 is
46. Yeah, always minus 26. That's right. So the sag minus 26 is lamed zayin. Right? The miloy of sag is 37. And the miloy of ma would be?
Yutet.
Yutet. So we're going mulaziat. Mulaziat, okay? So let's see that inside now. Vihine, v'seh b'misbah miluim levadam
shem... Well, so you're missing out. What b'chval does madrega shvelis min ha-shvelis? That's what I mean.
Shvelis min ha-shemois atzvon. So there's four madrigas, right? You have Ab, Sag, Ma, Ben. So let's leave.
They're Ben. Shuffle?
No, one is lower than the other, isn't it? So madrigas shvelis min ha-shemois atzvon. That means the miluy is not in the same madriga as the atzmius of the Yud Kei Vav Kei. So you have miluy is like a spashtus of the atzmius. And so what we're doing over here, we're bringing in the lowest part of the miluy first, which is, we're not reckoning with Ben right now, because we're talking Za. Za is Keneg Mas Apsag Mo. And when we talk about building up of Nukva, that's Malchus Ben. Let's put that aside. So the way it's going to work over here is they're going to work with the Miloy. We're bringing up the Miloy, but the lowest Miloy first, which is the Yat, and then the Laz, and then the Mu. Okay, which translates in the Ma, Sag, and Ab. That's what we're going to do. And why are we doing that? Again, to mechaya the kelim which are in bina. So let's see that again. We hear it. Mispa miluyim levadam shem elu shemot acher asher tasir bepashtus mehem hem elu miluy ab kishetasya poshotu begamatria ku yishar mu. When you take away the 26 from the havai of ab, you're left with 46. Miloy sagal der zehu laz. When you take away 26 minus 63 is 37 lads, and the miluy of ma al derze is yutes. Okay, let's continue. Gam tzar sheteida shuvtchila nichnas a miluy tachta shvikulam shul yatz miluy ma. First, we will machnis the process. We machnis the yatz, the miluy of ma first, because that's the lowest of the lowest. V'gam lesiba zu, v'gam lesiba shul koten shvikulam madrei, because it's the lowest one. ואם נסיבה אחרת, והיא, כי הנה, הנה, היות שלוש השמות אלו, אב סגמה, הוא שתחילה לוקח בתחילת חיוץ עצמו שהוא מילוי דמה. So there's two reasons why we start with Yatz, which is again, מילוי דמה. First of all, because we start with the lowest, you always start with the lowest, and you build up the שפע. Second reason is that if you look בקלוליסטיק, all the five פרצופים, well, for example, you talk about Ab, Sag, Ma, and Ben. So let's start with Nukva. Nukva is Keneged Ben. We're talking about Claudiastic, right? And then Ma is Keneged Ma, sorry. Za is Keneged Ma. Im is Keneged Sag. And Ab is Keneged Ab. Right? We can make such an error. So we see that Ma is Keneged Za, or Za is Keneged Ma. And that's why we start from the miloy of Yatz, which is the miloy de Ma, because it has a connection with Ma.
Where's Matz here?
Ma, Mem He. You hear what I'm saying?
No.
Okay, there's two reasons why we're going to start from the miloy de Ma.
First one's clear.
Second one is clear. The second one is because when we look in general, mm-hmm. when we look at the four parts of let's say, Ab, Ma, Im, Abba, Ima, Za, Em, Enoch, if we compare them to Ab, Sag, Ma, Ben, we say Ab is Keneged Abba, Ima is Keneged Sag, Ma is Keneged Za, and Ben is Keneged Malchus.
Mm-hmm.
So we just said that Za is Keneged Ma.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the Iker representation of Za is Ma.
Yeah.
Obzoi, that's why that we start off that the Iker Shefa that Za will take is starting with Ma.
Why are we talking about Za, not Nok, or what?
Sorry?
Why do we say that we're talking about Zana?
Same thing with Nok.
No, but then take from
Ben.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we'll see in Ben there's Asmab as well.
Yeah, sure.
So we'll start. We'll see the same thing over there. We'll start with Ben over there. We'll do.
Yeah, exactly. The reason why we start, we take Yat is because
it's Maz Keneged Za.
Yes, why are we talking about Za, not about Av or about whatever?
Yeah, we're talking about Za.
Why?
Not why, but
why are we definitely talking about Za, not about Ben or Abba or Ima?
Okay, let's start from the beginning. There's only two things that broke. There's Zabanok. That's it. You have to choose Zabanok.
Sure.
Right.
Yeah,
okay.
Sure.
So we can talk about Banner later. Yeah, okay, fine. Okay, so let's continue. So he says that's the second pshat. The first pshat is we're talking about the low shefa. And one is the other pshat is the reason why we're starting with Yad, because it's connected to the Klolia state. Okay. שבתחילה לוקח בחינת חיוס עצמו שהוא מילוי דמה, ואחר כך לוקח חיוס גודל ממנו שהוא מילוי סג. So progressively we increase the shef, we start with the shef of ma, and then we do the shef of sag, ולוקח מאימא, ואחר כך לוקח מאבא חיוס גודל מכולם, והוא מילוי אב. ואם כן מוכרח הוא שבתחילה ייקח מילוי יד, שהוא חיוס בעצמותו, ואחר כך לז, ואחר כך מו, שכך הוא מעלה מדרגה. So slowly but surely we're increasing the shefa into the kelim. ועת הנבר סדרן הנה נסבר בגמרא ומייסי דרבי ואנטוגנוס. כי אי אפשר לעמוד, but we know the Gemara there in Sanhedrin, and צדי עמוד בייס, that we know that the whole Shakletaria and the Antugenos ask many questions to Rebbe. And the Gemara actually says over here that the Rebbe actually learns things from Antigonus, and therefore one of the shalos is that when is a Kadosh Baruch Hu put a neshama into the person, is it b'shas yetzira or pekida? Shas yetzira or pekida. So at the beginning, he says taka shas yetzira. On that, Antigonus said, "How can that be? How can it be shas yetzira? How can it be shas yetzira?" And he brings a moshul to this. Why can't it be shas yetzira? Because e efshar lamod basa bli melech yosef mishloshe yomim. Im kein muchachu b'shloshe meklita nichnas eze b'chinas chios v'ruchnius mevlad ha'hu. So let's repeat that. So the Gemara says as follows, right? The Gemara says, they ask a question. Antigonus asks a very good question. When is the Eibishter machnis chius into a body of the person? Bishas pikida, bishas zivug, or is it bishas take yitzir, when the take is actually created, right? On that, Rebbe said, Shas Yitzir, that's what he thinks the Pshat is. And he said, how come, I'll bring a moshel, it can't be. Because we know that Bosa, after 3 days, if you don't salt the Bosa, you don't put Machnis salt into the Bosa, it's going to go moldy. So it has to be within the 3 days, and it has to be, Shas Pekida already, those first 3 days, which is called Yumei Klita, must be that the Eibishter Machnis the Shefa there, Machnis the Shoma there. So says that is okay. We see from that Gemara, Muchachu b'shlosh yemei klita nichnas ezer v'chinas chius ruchnius mevlad ahu. So we see from here that the first 3 days, as we know, the Gemara Nida, there's just three parshas. You make klita, there's heker ibu, the abayim yom, and there's heker ibu. These periods are also applied to the partufim. Okay, now he's going to start in more detail. What does this mean, the first 3 days? V'hine, az b'shloshi yomim elu nechnasim bo b'chinas yat nitzutzim dimiloim ma'anizka. Asher hem b'chinas chai lirmoz al hiyod bahem kvachius v'im hakol el hu yatz ki pochot mimilu acharon hazeh dimiloim ma'an at the tachton b'shloshi shemos k'nizka el ein lo chius biladav. So the first and the most minimal amount of chilus that these kelim need is the yutes, the yat miluyim of ma, as we explained. What do they represent? Chai. Chai, which is 18 plus the koil, is 19. So chai represents the chilus as being instilled inside the kelim. Less than that, there's no chilus. V'inahem mitchalakim l'shlosha yomim. And these 3 days, or these 19 nitzutzot, so it's split into 3 days. Shebeyom rishon shel klita nichnasim bo shesh nitzutzot. The first day that you make klita is a 6 nitzutzot. If you she'az mitkashchem yachad ze beze, kol oysa ma'machzi shenotun betoch abo, asher mitzad yamin kinizke lehem. V'az nimshach lehem vav nitzutzot shel chiyut. Ki b'chines vav hi, hu, sorry, hi, kav echad, v'hi keneged kav yamim she'al yodo nitkashru v'nitchabru yachad ze mize. Okay, so the way it works is as follows. Is that again that we said that these Zayin Malachim are coming up from Bia and they're going into Bina. You have to understand that Bina is Lav Davka. Bina is Lav Davka. It's also going into Abba as well. And the way it works is that Abba v'Ima are going to be the source of the Tikkun for the Zayin Malachim Shenishbo, right? That they died. Now they're coming through it. They're being reincarnated, Kaviyochol, right? So what's going to happen over here is as follows. Is that these Zayin Malachim are going to go up. Now, Zayin Malachim, B'Shas Shvira, they took on the Chad Samcha. They would do a Chad Samcha, one underneath the other. That is more on the Shvira. That's the reason why they're more on the Shvira, because they weren't communicating one to the other. Each one was one b'fnei atzmo. I'm the king, I'm the king, I'm the king, I'm the king. I want to be on the top of the castle. Each one broke individually. The Tikkun is Pshat is Gimel Kavim, that they're all sharing responsibility, they're all communicating one with the other, they're sharing the all, and therefore the all is not going to overpower them.
And so the phrase is, Chad Samcha
Gimel Kavim. Chad Samcha means all in one row, that means each one wants to rule one on top of the other. This one broke, and that one broke, this one broke. They wanted to play their own role as Melochim.
Moshe and Gimel?
Gimel Kavim. Three Kavim, it means that they're all placed in triads. First triad, second triad, third triad. That is more antico, because that's a scale. That's a triad, is a miskil, as the Zohar calls it. It's a balance between all the spheres. So these Zayin Malachim, the Shenishbuch, they're coming out of Bia, they're coming in the form of Gimel Kavim. Part of them, Chesed and Gvur, Chesed and Netzach, would be in Abba, and we're going to find that Gvura and Hod are going to go into Ima. The middle kav, which is Tiferet and Yesod, the Malchut, are going to be shared between the two Pratzufim, Abba and Ima. Okay, because it's always a kefil. It's the middle line is always doubled over. So the first part of the tikkun, the first you make a klita, is going to be Abba. The Hainu, the Chesed Shabo, is going to be communicating with the Netzach Shabo. The Melech, the king of Chesed, and the king of Netzach, will now be communicating himself, because they're all lining up on the right-hand side. That's the first day. That's the first day. Let's see it again. הנהם מתחלקים בשלושה ימים, שביום ראשון של הקליטה נכנס בו שש ניצוצות. לפי שאז נתקשם יחד זה בזה כל אויסה מהמחת הזנות בתוך אבא. Those spheres which we just mentioned are going to be in תוך אבא. And, ואז, אשר מצד ימין כנזכרים, which on the right hand side. ואז נמשך להם וב ניצוצה של חיות, כי וב היא קו אחד, the Vav itself denotes this connection between the high and the lower, right? The Ches is on the high and the Netzach is on the lower part, connecting them together. V'hi keneged kav yamin she'al yodo nitkashro nitchabru yachad ze v'ze. That's on the first day. Now, on the second day, another 6 spheres, another 6 nitzutzos are going to go inside. V'yom she'en mitkashro nitchabim yachad ze v'ze kol amachti shel kav shmol anotu betoch ima. ואז נמשך להם וב ניצוס את האחר, של החיות לקשכו מלחברם, והם וב ניצוס בסוד קו שמאלה שהיא יצורת וב גם כן, וביום שלישי, also. On the second day, what's going to happen, there's going to be a connection, the Nitzutz is going to make a connection between the Gvur Shabo, the Melech called Gvura, and the Melech, which is called Hod, that's going to be connected. ביום השלישי כולם מתחברים יחד מחצי של אבא ומחצי של אמא ונמצא של מחצי מחצי קו האמצעי לא נתחברו עד יום הזה וכנגד זה נכנס לבב ניצוץ את האחרים כנגד קו אמצעי והרי נשלמו בשלוש ימי קליטה להיכנס כולם בתור אמא ולקשר כולם בסוד שלושה קווים ולהיכנס בהם היד ניצוצו של חיות שמלמה שהוא חיות זר ועצמו כניסקה. So what's going to happen? Again, the first day of the Klita is going to mekasher the right hand side, which is in Abba. The second day of the Klita is going to mekasher another six Nitzutzos are going to go on the left hand side to mekasher those spheres. And then on the third day, you have all the spheres which we mentioned, which is Tiferet, Yesod, and Malchut, which are on the middle, that also needs a kesher between them. And that's going to happen with the next Vav, the next six Nitzutzos, which is going to accomplish that. And also on the third day, what's going to happen is that the Tipo, which can be Ochel and Abba, is going to be sent over to Iman, it's going to be Besod Zivug, and that's going to be all given into Iman. Iman's going to do the Makub Patish to Mesak and all of this. Again, all the new Sod of Iman. הנה, בציץ גימול ובבים אלו הם בחינס גימול אלופים שיש בין מילוי מה. מילוי מה. Remember we're dealing with the yat, which is the מילוי מה. Now, if you open up the מילוי מה, it's יוד וב דלת כאלף, וב אלף וב כאלף. There's three alephs in the מילוי of מה. And all of them stand for the three vavims. Okay, because we know that each aleph, we know in the Kavanas of Sfiras HaOmer that every Aleph is the Eker, the Levush, which goes into Zah. Those are Vav Ketzovets, which comes from Ima into Zah, and to be Malbish before the Mochim come inside. So that's Merumas, all in the three Alephs over there.
But it makes the Aleph was used as one, not as six. When you've got all together 19, you use the Aleph being the three Aleph being three, not being six. Each one is one, plus the milui of Vav and Vav Dalet.
Yeah. Aleph means is equal to one, but it also can represent a unit. A unit. What does it represent? It represents a shefa, a type of shefa which is coming in. So this type of shefa is.
Yeah, but then you left with the Vav Dalet with no explanation.
What do you mean the Vav Dalet?
You've got the Vav Dalet of the Milui of the Yud, you've got the Vav Milui of the Vav, which are left without any reason. If you decide that the three Alephim are three Vavim...
But it's more than that, because it's a Vav, Vav Aleph Vav. So it's not, what are you going to do with the Vav?
Vav Dalet and Vav. Vav Dalet of Yud and Vav of Vav.
Oh, Vav, that's what you mean. Okay. Fine.
No.
One second, we're not finished here. We're building up a Tmuna here.
Okay.
Right, okay, so that's Vehina. Mitzias Gimel Vavim, Elu Hem, Bechinas Gimel Lofim, Shiesh Bimilo Ma. Vehina Kvan is Baal Esh, Bin Nitzus is Nigmorim, Likanes Litaken, Bitesha, Chotche Ibo. Chotche Ibo. Chotche Ibo. Second. Is 18. Gimbo alof in him beginners dumb vechil shalza. Okay, that's good. Yeah. Okay, we have to get back to your point. Okay, let's continue again. Vine, Kavanis Baal Air, Shimitsutas Nigmorim Likanes, Litakim Betesha, Chodshea Ibo. We know that a pregnancy usually takes 9 months, right? Because Shimim the Kol Chodsh Mehem is Loshim. Yom, if let's say we reckon 9 months to be every month 30 days, Yeh Kulam Ra Yamim, 270 days altogether. Vavalad Nolad Mera Yamim, 271 days. Kemosh Mubab Gemara, the apostle, Vyitin La Hashem Heroyon. Shabahemshech Yame Ibo Hem Begematria Heroyon. The Ibo is Gematria Heroyon. Shall Resh Ein Aleph. 271. והנה נהו שבשלוש ימי הקליטה נתקנים חי ניצוצות והשאר בריש עין א', 270 יומים נתקנים 270 ניצוצות. ניצוץ אחד בכל יום. שבין כולם הם Rafa can niskel there we go. So now again, we always want to get back to the number Rafa. That's the number of the target point that defines the amount of nitzutzot which the aschola, anyways, they call upon him the aschola of the nitzutzot which fell down. That's madreig shvien, most of them in Absagma. And how do we come out with 288? Where do we see 288? We're talking about the Yutes, which is the Miloy de Ma. Mm-hmm. So the truth is that that's only the first 3 days. But the next 270 days, which is the 9 months of pregnancy, that is 270 plus 18 is 271, actually. Plus the 19 will come out to 288.
But where do we get the 288?
We'll see.
That's not the miluim of the Shar. If you put the miluim of Av and Sag and Ma and Ban, you don't get this 288.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah?
Yeah. Madrega Shvi, remember we worked it out, Madrega Shvi from Av.
Yeah, but Yutet, we didn't work like this. To get the Yutet, we didn't work this way.
No, that's the milu, yeah.
Yeah. The three make it a special, just the Miluy of Ma. And then it works with the Rapach.
Venoda Shera Yamin, 270 days, Hem Zulat Yamei Klita. Right, the first 3 days are not Bechla, it's a different Cheshbon, right? The first 3 days is Alts Miloy, and the next 270 days is Alts. The normal Gidre Shah Rafah, but we count the 288. the 270, actually. Yeah. Either she led this in the 271st day, the 272 days, or on the 73rd day. Okay, those three possibilities. Lefish 270 days. Ra yamin, hem yemei heyoren, the heyoren amuchach sheem teisha chodoshim. Because we know 270 is connected to 9 months. Veshlosh yamim ayeserim sheem shlosh yemei klita sheyesh behem safek im niklat biyorishon veshein veshlishe. Because that's what the Gemara means. A woman can only be yoledes either on the 271st, 2nd, and 3rd. Why? What is it depending on those 3 days? Depends when the klita happened. The klita can happen either on the 1st, 2nd, 3rd day of the Bishas Bia. So what's after Bia? So the Shaila is, when is she going to give birth? Right. V'nichlak ata b'chinas yumei ha'iroyen b'reish ayin aleph nitzutzi nishorim min ha'rafach. Now, v'hine.
Ah, yeah. No, so you take off already the 19 from Rapach.
Yeah, you take off.
Because Rapach is built.
Yeah, it's not Rapach, it's 270.
Yeah.
Yeah, 270 plus 19 is 288. Yeah.
No, because that's part of Rapach. Rapach is built with 71 of Ma. 71 of Ma is 45 plus 26. But the 45 of Ma is with the Milui. So if you use only 19 of the milu, you have to remove 19 from Rapach.
Right. Nichlag very good. Nichlag ata b'chinas yemei royon rei b'reish ayin nitzutzit nisha min ha'rafach. It's part and parcel, like you say, part and parcel of the cheshbon. V'hine, noda she'omru razal b'yom abayim nigmar tzuos avlat. Right? So we're moving on from the 3 days of Klita, then we're moving on now to a new Cheshbon, which is called the Yom Abayim, which is the Tzuos of Lat. That's when the Tzuos of Lat happens. Ve'ininu she'ache shlosha yemei Klita shebehem nichnesu yutes nitzutzin de miloy ma shu b'chines chius za atzmo. So after the 3 days, then is machnis inside these things, and that the yutes the milu de ma, which is given a chiyus to the atzmo, after kach nichnas b'milu sag de ima shu laz nitzutzos. Ve'im tosef laz al gimel yemei klita what you come out with, arba'im yom, yeah, arba'im yom she'az nigma miloy laz desag de'ima she'i notenes siu bevlad. Kin od v'pasuk v'yatzer Hashem elokim et ha'adam. וגם מסיבה זו, נקודה הצירו הוא באימא כנודה, והיא, והרי שהבאים באים יום, נגמר צורת הבלעד. So we see after the 40 days, שוב כניסס למד זין, נמצוצס אחרים, דמילו את הסג, והרי כי בהבאים יום, שנגמר צורת הבלעד, יש בו בחינת מילוי מה או סג. Okay, is that clear? So again, the מילוי מה represents the first 3 days. And then the Miloy Sag together with the Miloy Ma will get you the 40th day of the Vlad. Vegam im Timane Bechinas Nitzutz Atzmom Shem Yat Vlad Begematria Nun Zayin Nitzutzos. Nun Zayin Nitzutzos, that's 37 plus 19. Behem Begematria Kel Admos. Kel Avaya. Kel Avaya. So also you come out with this union of Kel Havaya, Kel Havaya. Now, what does that represent? The Kavan is by Etzleinu, Shisham, Shishem Havaya Hu Bezah. We know that Zah is represented by this name of Havaya. Vegam is by Etzleinu, Shechibo Shnei Shemot Elu, Kel Havaya Hu Balam Yitziro. Sheat Enigma Vnishlam Likore Beshnei Shemot Elu. We know that Ariza explains to us in Shag Domus that all the world, not only the people have neshamas, also worlds have neshamas. And the world of Yetzirah has a neshama called Kel Havaya. And this Kel Havaya gives chiyus to the whole world of Yetzirah. So that's where that part and parcel, this is where it comes from. It comes from the miloy of Ma and the miloy of Sai. Let's continue. So we spoke about again Shloshimei Klita. We talked about the Abayim Yom. Now we're talking about the final Zman, which is called Omu Chazash, who Inyan Shloshim Achadoshim Rishon She'az Huka Ubo. Kemoshe Muvah Begemor B'Mishnah Yevamos. Lo Tachlot Velo Titiyabem Ad Shiula Shloshim Achadoshim. That if a woman wants to apply for a yibum or a chalitza, a woman must wait after 3 months, because within the first 3 months we might see on her that she has a vlad, and therefore she has no need for a yibum or a chalitza b'chlal.
You know, we might not see on her till the 3 months, and therefore we need to wait.
What? Well, if you see a vlad.
You might not see.
If you don't see a vlad,
and therefore you have to wait 3 months.
That's right. Yeah. Within 3 months, you might see that she's created a vlad. If she won't need the yubum or a chalitza.
No.
If you see she's hukah uba.
No. You mean after 3 months.
Yeah. The hukah uba is only after 3 months. Yeah, I got you. Yeah. It's after 3 months of the hukah uba.
Then you make sure.
That's why you have to wait 3 months. Obviously, right. והעניין הוא שאחר 40 יום של יציאת הבלעד נכנס שם מילוי סג. Okay, that's what we've done already. שהוא המצאה צורת הבלעד. ועוד נכנסים בו מו ניצוץ את המילוי אב. Okay, this is the last stage in the process. Then you come the new מילוי of אב. The מילוי יומים, the mem vav יומים, 46 יומים אחרים. והנה, בין כולם הם, פי וב, if you count up, Yat, Laz, and Mu, you come out to 86. Yomim shebehem nichnasim shlosha miluyim shel Av Sagmo. Vekava nishlam tipas adducha shu'ab litzayer v'az nikra heker uba legamwe. Because as soon as the vlad now, through the fact that the Ab, which is considered to be Abba, is coming in there, that means the machnis, the miluy of Ab in there, that's called the Heker Vlad. Now, Ava Pisha Eno Shlosha Chodoshim Shleimim. Now, we talk about, it has to be 90 days, and we only have 86. Ein Chashash. Okay, Ein Chashash. Sort of Lav Davka. Ki Ma Shemavah B'Gemar Shlosha Chodoshim Lav Davka B'Tzimtzum. It doesn't mean Mamet 90 days. Or B'Prat Im Timona Chodoshim Chaserim Yiyo Pezayim Yamim. Shem Nizkar Pedvav Ima Kol. So you come out to anyways 87 if you hold the Chodoshim or not Malay. Yeah, I think we'll stop here.
That's very clear.
Okay, good. We'll stop here for now.